Sam Bankman-Fried's lawyers have told him to keep quiet, but the founder of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX is not.
Even though regulators and law enforcement are investigating him, Bankman-Fried sat down for an interview during a business conference in New York on Wednesday.
Those listening include NPR's David Gura, who joins us now. David, good morning.
Morning, Steve.
Wow, so you would think that your lawyer would tell you to keep quiet. How did he end up talking last night?
And so this happened at the New York Times Deal Book Summit, a conference that takes place in this theater on Columbus Circle with a beautiful sweeping view of Central Park and the New York City skyline. Executives pay thousands of dollars to be there to see people like Mark Zuckerberg of Meta and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Bankman-Fried was booked to participate in this conference months before the bankruptcy. He used to do events like this all the time. And going in, everyone was wondering, one, is Sam Bankman-Fried going to appear? And two, why would he? Why would someone who is under investigation in the U.S. and elsewhere do this? And Andrew Ross Sorkin, the journalist who did the interview, asked Bankman-Fried point blank, what are your lawyers telling you right now?
Are they suggesting this is a good idea for you to be speaking?
No, they are very much not. The classic advice, right? Don't say anything, recede into a hole. And it's not who I am.
Bankman-Fried claimed he has, quote, a duty to explain what happened, Steve, and to do everything he can to try and do what's right.
Okay, so granting that he is out there talking, what did he have to say to explain himself?
Well, he said there was, quote, a massive failure of oversight and risk management at FTX. Over and over again, Bankman-Fried admitted to having made mistakes, but this is what he said when he was asked if this was a Ponzi scheme or a manipulation of the system.
I didn't ever try to commit fraud on anyone. I was excited about the prospects of FTX a month ago. I saw it as a thriving, growing business. I was shocked by what happened this month.
And that sums up the image Bankman-Fried projected during this really extraordinary interview that lasted longer than an hour, that he's someone who was overextended, Steve, and maybe oblivious, just seemingly unaware that there are these massive issues with FTX.
Okay, so you make this general allegation, I didn't realize how bad things were, but then people are going to want to know the details to see if the details check out. Did he give any new details about what he knew and when he knew it?
Yeah, Bankman-Fried said he was nervous about FTX's financials earlier than he first let on, all the way back on November the 2nd, which is surprising because a few days after that, he was still tweeting statements about the company that were pretty rosy. Bankman-Fried said his anxiety kept building through these massive customer withdrawals, what essentially was a bank run at FTX. And he said on November the 7th, so 5 days after Bankman-Fried first felt nervous, he was no longer confident that FTX would be able to get customers their money.
November the 7th was just a few weeks ago, which reminds us how quickly this company has unraveled and how a matter of days. It might have cost some people millions and other people a little bit more even, conceivably. So what was his goal in talking about all this?
Bankman-Fried said explicitly he is not reckoning with his own future right now. He's not thinking about criminal charges he could face or where he might end up. But a couple of points I want to make here. First, if someone is accused of orchestrating a massive, complex fraud, it would not be the worst thing to come across as absent-minded, maybe incapable. And the second point is, Bankman-Fried keeps saying he wants to get customers their money back, but he no longer works for FTX, Steve. He relinquished control of it. So not only is Bankman-Fried taking a personal risk, talking as much as he is, he's also proving to be a big irritant to FTX's new management, who accused him in a court filing, Steve, of making erratic and misleading public statements.
NPR's David Gura, thanks for listening in. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.